call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone...
Hi, this is Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you for asking. Mike here with Alvin Mazur.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, not too bad. I hope you recall. I mean, does that ring any bells?
Yep. I'm sorry. I didn't go back to your emails here. It does. So Bill went ahead and had signed some sort of contract with somebody else, and I apologize. I've been meaning to email you guys back. But he basically, this person's going to build out, like, some sort of a web page or something, and Bill is seeming to take it in a little bit of a different direction than we had previously spoke about. So, and part of that was there's just no way we could come up with the funding for 30 grand right now.
So no intent for a mobile app at this time, and you kind of going to put together a web page and trying to bootstrap it, right?
I think that's Bill's direction. Yeah, I've kind of, he kind of wanted to take more of a lead on it because I have other duties and I've been pretty preoccupied with those due to some staffing shortages. So, yeah, sorry, but thank you for.
Oh, no worries. I wanted to hear from you, and you know, I realize you've been busy, so that's not a problem at all. In fact, we did put together a mood board for you, and that's something we do after, you know, the formalities are out of the way, and we, you know, when we get into the UI and the UX development. But you know, since there was some kind of a confusion about what the app would look like, and you know, we also wanted to show you some general quality of work we do. We did put together a mood board for you and send that over. Did you get a chance to look at that at all, or no?
I don't think I have yet. If it did come through, I'm sorry. I've been all of this Whiskey Trail project's been pretty sidelined for me, and I've been focusing on other things. So I'm sure it's in my email though, and I can dig it up and take a look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, just you know, I don't think it may be a lot, it may be too relevant now, but you know, if you want to take a look, you could. So we did put together about four or five major screens for you, and so you know, I was hoping we could go through it together and stuff. But even with the funding, and you know, if the app is still relevant in the, you know, whole you know, scenario with getting this going. You know, as far as the budget is concerned, I mean, it all comes down to what kind of features you need, right? And if you need the full application, just exactly how we discussed it, 30 grand or anywhere around that is going to be kind of the, you know, the ballpark to accomplish it. But the other way to go about it is, you know, if you cut down the features and bring it down to an MVP, which is a minimum viable product, rather than going for a full-scale application, that's also a way to go. And, you know, that can probably save you anywhere from 30 to 50% of the budget. I mean, if that brings it more towards the kind of equation you guys are looking for and within your budget. I mean, is that something that you guys considered, or do you just want to go for a full scale application and that's not something that you can afford right now?
You know, I'm sorry. I don't know how to fully answer that. Bill kind of has an image in his mind now that seems quite different from what we had previously discussed. So, you know, I'm kind of just at Bill's whim on this one. He picked this guy that he met somewhere and kind of took it in a different direction. So,
you're aware that we spoke to Bill a couple of times, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, just frankly speaking, I mean, it's hard to speak to Bill. I mean, he's a different kind of a person, and he speaks short. You know, and you know, he keeps it short, which I appreciate. I mean, but you know, it's easier speaking to you, and therefore, you know, I wanted to reach out to you. I'll just be honest here. I mean, we've had a few calls,
I'm totally with you.
I'm taking my liberty on this, right? So, if you still want to stay in contact about the mobile app, you know, we sure can. We've done some work for you as well. So, you know, we put together the document, we put together a mood board. If that's something you guys want to pursue sometime in the near future, and then there's options to go about it. So, I mean, if you're willing to hear about it and you want to keep this conversation and discussion going, you wouldn't have to worry about my time, rest assured. So, do you want to, you know, keep the conversation open, or is it going to be an overkill at this time?
I don't think it's overkill necessarily. I don't want you to dedicate time to this and feel like it's been wasted in the end. And I can't make any budgetary, you know, decisions on my own. And to be honest with you, Bill went with these guys kind of unknown to us, or Sasan and I, who are, you know, on our side of this project. So he had just kind of made a decision and went for it without, you know, Bill doesn't fully understand how apps work. So trying to explain technology to someone who, you know, he's just different. And it's been, in full disclosure, I mean, I hear your side of it too. It's trying to explain what it would take to build this out correctly has been rather difficult. And he still, for some reason, thinks like a web page is sufficient. And I'm like, that's not at all the same thing, and no, it's not going to happen for $5,000. So that's kind of where it's at, and that's why, you know, I really appreciate the work you did. I thought we were going to be able to, you know, kind of build into it, and even if it was a phased development, something like that. And then I got an email from Bill that was like, oh, we're going with these guys, here we go. And I was like, okay. So I apologize for not following up with you sooner on that. So I mean, long story short, if, you know, you guys wanted to keep us in the back of your mind, I'm forever grateful on that. And I really appreciate our conversations and the work. I don't want to make any guarantees that something will change in the future, because I have no idea of where this is going to fully end up at this point. So.
Oh, no, yeah, there's no obligations attached to it. I mean, I just wanted to make sure I'm not being bothering, or, you know, we did try and call you a couple of times before as well. And, you know, you must have seen the number. You must have, you know, and you might have felt like, you know, so I did not want to, you know, make you feel bothered about it. But anyway, it's good to hear from you, and, you know, I think you're still positive about having an app done as far as the idea, or accomplishing the idea, is concerned. So why don't you do this? I mean, rather than me reaching out to Bill, because like I said, I mean, it's, you know, he's a hard person for me, right? And I'll be honest with you. So why don't you be the ambassador, and since you, you know, fully vouch with the idea of having a mobile app in the first place, regardless of who you get to work with, why don't you go ahead and show him the mood board that we put together? And as far as the budget is concerned, you can just let him know that there's more than one way to go about just anything, right? And even with a mobile application, especially a custom app, it just comes down to what kind of features you need. And there's a way to bootstrap that as well, and, you know, kind of do it within your budget. If you can, you know, stretch that a bit from, say, 5,000 to 15 or whatever, we can discuss all of that as well. But before we get to that, I mean, I think Bill would have to be on the same page. And, you know, for that, I think you'd have to kind of speak to him and show him kind of the kind of work we've put together as far as the mood board is concerned. And that probably is going to help him, you know, kind of wrap his head around the whole idea of doing a mobile application and how that could look like versus a web page as well. So would you do that? I mean, would you take it back to Bill and see if this may interest him, or, you know, looking at the mood board and the documentation?
Yeah, oh, for sure. I got a follow-up meeting with him this week, I think, so hopefully it pans out tomorrow, and I'll try and take a look at it either today or tomorrow morning and get with him.
All right, awesome then. So, you know, I'll leave this on your court, Tommy, and thank you once again for your time. I'll just follow up with you shortly sometime next week and see if, you know, if we should keep this going. All right?
Sounds good. Thank you much.
All right, sir. I'll let you go for the day. You have
a good one.
All right? You as well.
Thank you.
Bye now. Thank you.